This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wemuvhuro, ndira 19, 2015.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
MDCT yoitira nhengo dzayo zvirongwa zvekuvigana pamwe nekurapwa.
Sangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries roronga musangano wekuzeya nzira dzekugadzirisa zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi.
Vanhu voramba vachifa mutsaona dzemimigwagwa.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Bato reMDC inotungamirwa navamogeni tsvangirai rinoti munguva pfupi inotevera riri kuparura zvirongwa zvekuti nhengo dzaro dzirapwe zvine mutengo wakaderera pamwe nekuti dzinenge dzashaya dzivigwe zvine chiremera kuburikidza nekuvepo kwezvirongwa zvekuvigana kana kuti burial society nechekurapwa chemedical insurance. Mutauriri webato iri vavo Betu Gutu vanoti izvi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvakaparurwa pamusangano wakaitwa navatsvangirai neutungamiri hwedunhu reHarare mukupera kwesvondo. Vagutu vanoti bato ravo rakazivisawo kuti riri kuronga kuparura kadhi renhengo dzaro rinoshanda nemishina yamazuvano kana kuti electronic membership card. Panyaya yesangano rekuvigana, vagutu vanoti nhengo dzavo dzinenge dzichitarisirwa kubvisa mari iri pasi pasi kwazvo iri pakati pemasendi makumi mashanu nedhora rimwe chete. Vanoti bumbiro remitemo ichasunga chirongwa ichi riri kuumbwa uye vanotarisira kuti chichatanga kushanda mumwedzi unouya wakukadzi.
Tichaita tinonzi Burial Society, National Burial Society yedu yomusangano. Tinoona vazhinji kuti nokunoita kunoita zvinhu muno muZimbabwe, nhengo dzedu dzemusangano dzikafa kana kuti dzikashayikirwa nehama dzadzo dzepedyo, vanowanzoshupika zvakanyanyanyanya kushayiwa kana bhokisi chairo kuti mufi avigwe ari chikafu, nyaya dzetransport nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka nyaya yeburial society inyaya yakafarirwa zvikuru nevatungamiriri veHarare province nokuti itange ichitekeshera nyika yose.
Tinonzwawo zvakare kuti ipo pamusangano uyu makataurawo nenyaya yemedical aid kana kuti vanhu vanga vachibatsirika mukurapwa. Mungatsanangura kuti zvinenge zvichifamba sei?
Ichokwadi, nyaya yemedical aid iyi inyaya yakada kungofanana zvakanyanya mumaitirwo ayo nezvichaitwa burial. Ichange ichiti vanhu vanenge vachibhadharawo kamari kashomanene pamwedzi pamwedzi kavanokwanisa, asi sezvo tiri vanhu vakawanda tinoziva kuti chero vanhu vakabhadhara kana 50 cent chaiyo pamwedzi kana 5 rand chaiyo pamwedzi, nouwandu hwedu sebato guru muno munyika mari iyi ikabatanidzwa inowanda kuitira kuti pakaita kurwara, pakaita njodzi nezvimwe zvakadaro hatizonetseka kuti vanhu vedu vanonzi vatarapwa kuzvipatara, vamwe vombonzi angorwara ari kumba nokuti mari yokunomurapisa hapana.
Panyaya iyo yemedical aid vagutu, munenge muchizoshanda nemakambani api uye vanhu vanenge vachizobatirwa mari dzavo sei? Nokuti tinoona kuti zvasiyana neburial societies.
Kuti nditaure makambani acho pari zvino, ndoona sokuti zvinenge zvinoona sotinakei nokuti inyaya dzichambokwenenzverwa dzichazvosviswa idzo kuNational Executive yomusangano iyo ichange ichiita musangano mazuva mashoma shoma ari kutevera kuti vamboidzeya. Asi ndingangoda kuti vateereri veStudio 7 nouwandu hwavo vazive kuti izvo zvinhu zvisingambonetsiba kuti zviitike. Kune makambani akatowanda aroda kuti ashande nesu, tichazenge taakutaura kuti makambani api, asi ndoda kuti vanhu vazive kuti izvi zvinenge zvichibatsira nokuti kuti mari yacho inotorwa sei hazvimbonetsi, patakatava mboita program yaye kubadzara ma underwriting fees zvino zvakaita nyore chaizvo mazano nokuda kwe technology muchirungu yavako iyi kune ma eco cash kune ma tele cash kune zvakadaro zvokuti zvokuti mari inenge ichitorwa sei kunhengo ichiunganidza pamwe chete izvo zvidoko doko zvazvinetsizvo.
Vanga vari mutauriri weMDCT vavo Bet Gutu vachitaura neStudio 7 vari parunare muHarare.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Sangano Reconfederation of Zimbabwe Industries, kana kuti CZI, iro kuti zvina kumira zvakanaka maindustry, riri kuita musangano wakakosha svondo rino kuti rione kuti zvinhu zvavandudzwa mumakambani ayo ari kunzi haasi kushanda zvakanaka. Musangano uyu uri kuitirwa kuCrown Plaza muHarare nemusi wechina. Gurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa, gurukota rezvemigodhi vaWalter Chidhakwa uye gurukota rezvemaindustry vaMike Bima vanenge vari kumusangano uyu. Chief Executive weCZI vaClifford Siwela vaudza Studio 7 kuti vamwe vari kutarisirwa kuvako vamiriri veIMF neWorld Bank vari munyika, nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi nevamwe. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi ichishanda nesangano reResource Exploitation Watch vaWashington mehlo makuru kuti tinzwewo pfungwa dzavo.
Vazulu, chinhu chakanaka kuti kunge kune kutaurirana panyaya dzekushandura upfumi nekuti izvo tigadzirise mafactory edu kuti ashande zvakanaka. Munoziva kuti makore magumi naatipfuurei apfuurai, nyaya yemanufacturing kwatinogadzira zvinhu inyaya yanga ichineta zvikuru nekuti taona kuti makambani mazhinji ari kuvhara, vanhu vari kushaya mabasa. Saka inyaya inoda kuti igadziriswe. Asi dambudziko randinaro nderekuti ivo vemakambani vemaindustry vari kuti hurumende ngaive iyo inouya kuti igadzirise mafambiro anoita makambani. Takatarisa kune dzimwe nyika, takatarisa zvaakuitika mazuvano ndezvekuti izvo ivo vemakambani, ivo vemaindustry ndo vanofanira kunge vari pamberi, hurumende ichiteera, hurumende ichivabatsira, hurumende ichiitawo mutemo inoita kuti zvinhu zvavo zvifambe. Asi ivo vemakambani ndo vanofanirwa kuuya vachitaura kuti izvo zvavari kuda kuti zviitwe zvacho ndezvipi, vozotiwo kuhurumende isusu zvatoda kuita ndezvizvo, imi mese hurumende taakumbira kuti mutitiwo zvakaita sezvizvo kunyanya pamitemo ino maringe nemafambiro anoita makambani neupfumi.
Matimi vamehlo makuru vemaindustry vanofanira kuuya nezvisungo zvavanoda kuti hurumende igadzirise pane kuti vakoke hurumende vachiti ingaite sei. Asika dzimwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dziri kuti iyo hurumende ndo iri kukanganisa nekuti zvisungo zvayo kana kuti hatingati mapolicies munyaya dzemaindustries anenge asina kumira zvakanaka.
Hongu hurumende ine pairi kukanganisa panyaya dzemitemo inogadzirisa nyaya inovandudza nyaya dzeupfumi nekurongwa kwemari. Hurumende ndo basa rayo iroro rekuti izorise atinoti mapolicies zvayo kana mitemo. Asi chikuru kuru ndechekuti izvo ivo vemakambani ndo vanofanirwa kunge vachifambisa upfumi vachiuya nezvirongwa zvavo zvavanoti izvi ndo zvatinokwanisa kunge tichiita. Asi zvatotaura ndezvekuda izvo ivo vemakambani ngavachitipawo kuti uronga hwedu ndehuyu, zvatichada kuti hurumende ichiita ndezvizvo. Asi dambudziko ratinaro panyaya yemusangano ndeyekuti kuri kunzi izvo toda kunzwa hurumende kuti tichaita sei kuti tivandudze makambani. Iri basa remakambani, hurumende ngaichiuya vote. Iwo chavanouya ndozvekuti isu tasungana pakati tati zvakati, imi muchipindawo mune papa penyu pamunofanira kunge muchiita. Nekuti ndezvekuti izvo hurumende basa rayo ndere kugadzira migwagwa, kugadzira mabhiriji, kugadzira madhamu, yatinoti nemuchirungu infrastructure.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi ichishanda nesangano reResource Exploitation Watch vaWashington mehlo makuru vari parunare muHarare.
Hurumende nhasi yaburitsa mamwe mazita evanhu 25 vakashayikira munjodzi yemumigwagwa nezuro zvichitevera kudhumana kwebhazi reZupco nerePioneer mumugwagwa weHarare Nyamapanda. Hurumende yatara njodzi iyi sedambudziko rabata nyika yose kana kuti national disaster. Vanhu vakashaya ava vanosanganisira nhengo ina dzemhuri imwe chete. Gurukota rinoona nezvekufamba kwedzimotokari nenyaya dzemumigwagwa vavo Betty Mpofu vachema nemhuri dzevanhu ava uye vanoti hurumende ichange ichiongorora nyaya yekudzikisa kumhanya kwedzimotokari kana kuti speed limit. Mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abata munyori wezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika muMDCT Vaelias Mudzuri ava noti hurumende inofanira kugadzirisa migwagwa.
Totanga nokuti tinourombo nevanhu vanoyamisa hama dzavo neaccident iyoyi. Tinourombo chaizvo and we hope kuti state ichabatsira kuti vachengetedze. Nhamo inoitika ndeyekuti zvinotoda waona zvako madetails ekuti vakarovana sei, but chokwadi ndechekuti maodzeka akashata. Kana handina kuona changuinda pasite, but vafambira tiri kuita mugwagwa mune makomba. Main roads waya anobuda kunyuma vari kunama zvavo zvinoizvi parain season, but vakaregera until it was too late. Saka unozva kana uchiaprocha imwe mota uchibva kune imwe mota ukasangana negomba, pakungoda kudzvenga gomba iro unogona kurovera neimwe mota. Makomba aya awandisa munyika munomu chese mumataundi mumwegera, ende zvinokodza njodzi. Migwagwa iyi yatakatora takapedzera kuigadzira kudhara ndisati ndaona mugwagwa uchiitwa resurface. Paupenyu chaipo migwagwa inisaiziya zvendakamirira DCT zinotaridza kuti migwagwa iyi inoda kugadzirwa nguva dzichipo, mvura isati yanaya. After every 2-3 years mugwagwa unoinspektwa unotisafiswa mapachezi anenge abva kutozofamba yasvika mugwagwa ikozvezvo. It is total negligence on the part of those authorities we should look after roads.
Asi vatyairi vezimotokari vaMudzuri mungati vari kufamba nenzira kwayo here, vari kutevedzera mirao yemugwagwa?
Migwagwa one blame, but kune mamwe mugwagwa unokonzwawo futi nechi nemamwe madrive vatava vaisangana, zvokuti kusangana kwavo handina shuwa kuti kwagona rimwe. Kunogona vavo nene aspects, but kana migwagwa iri right zviri chiziya kuti kutine vanhu nenegligence. They were not concentrating. Ndombona hazi achitandanisana vemusi achida kutora mapasenja. Asi aya aisangana manje. Ndakaita maside swipe. Ndinogona kupa example yezvakaita pakamaitsvagirepa. Paka mota yakanga ichibvawo kuikaona pane mabhambo mrodi. Akazogadzirwa after maybe another 2 years after us. But mabhambi rodzi iwaya anokoza kuti mota isava controllable zvakanaka. Saka muchisangana you can end up in a swipe. Or in a head door, or in any accident, because controlling water and on it. Where can I push naya?
Vanga vari Vaelias Mudzuri vanoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika mubato reMDCT vachitaura parunare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaInternet rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri musakanganwe kuti munokwanisa kutibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne15455 kHz pashortwave.
Tinodawo kukuzivisai kuti chirongwa chenyu chava neFacebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yashika nguwe kuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Mapurisa emuDemocratic Republic of Congo ashandisa mabara nepfuti pamwe nehutsi unokachidza senzira yekuti vanhu vanga vachiratidzira vapararire. Vanhu ava vari kuti havasi kuda mutemo unoita kuti sarudzo dzinonoke kuitwa. Vari kupikisa izvi vanoti mutemo uyu unoita kuti mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaJoseph Kabila varambe vari muhofisi panopera temu yavo gore rinouya. Zviuru nezviuru zvevanhu zvapinda mumigwagwa muKinshasa nhasi zvichitevera kurudziro yekuratidzira yakashedzerwa nevanopikisa hurumende. asi mauto akwanisa kudzivirira kuti vanhu vasapinde muparamende umo manga muchizeiwa mutemo wekuti munyika mutange maita chirongwa chekuverenga vanhu kana kuti census pasati paitwa sarudzo. Chirongwa chekutsvaga uwandu hwevanhu vari DRC chinogona kutora makore maviri kana matatu kuti chipere.
Kurwisana kunotyisa pakati pemauto ehurumende yemuUkraine nechikwata chiri kutsigira Russia muUkraine kwaenderera mberi nhasi kumabvazuva kweUkraine. Mauto emunyika iyi anoti mazana manomwe emauto emuRussia apfuura nepamuganhu weUkraine ndokupinda munyika iyi kunobatsira chikwata chiri kurwisa hurumende. Mauto emuUkraine anotiwo atora masimba panhandare yemuDonetsk mushure mekuburitsa chikwata changa chatora nzvimbo iyi.
Mubatanidzwa wenyika dzemuEuropean Union uri kutsvaga nzira dzekushanda pamwe chete nenyika dzemuArab World mukurwisa magandanga echiIslam. Izvi zvinotevera kuurayiwa kwevanhu muFrance neBelgium. Makurukota anoona nezvekunze kweEU asangana nhasi muBrussels kuti vazeye nzira dzekuvhiringidza dzekumisa kurwiswa kwenyika idzi. Munyori mukuru weArab League vaNabil Al-Arabi vapindawo musangano uyu. Mukuru anoona nezvekunze kweEU amai Frederica Mogherini vakurudzirawo kushanda pamwe chete kweEU nenyika dzechiMuslim.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutibata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWizday kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wizday, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetseka kana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pa channel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pa satellite TV, pa smartphone nepa internet pa www.channelzim.net.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu nemuwangu Jonga Kandemiri.
Vanhu vemuAmerica vari kucherechedza zororo rezuva ranhasi reMartin Luther King Day senzira yekuivuka kuberekwa kwamushakabvu Martin Luther King Jr. VaKing vakaita mukurumbira mugore ra1955 apo vakaronga kuramwa kukwira mabhazi muguta reMontgomery mudunhu reAlabama. Izvi zvakamanikidza kanzuro yeguta iri kubvisa murau unoita rusarura pavanhu vatema vanenge vachishandisa mabhazi. Kubva ipapo VaKing vakabva vava munhu aizivikanwa mukurwira kodzero dzemunhu wese kuma1950 nekuma1960. Mashoko avo ekuti I have a dream avakataura pamusangano wakaitirwa muWashington muna kurume 1963 akapa mamirioni nemamirioni evanhu vemuAmerica kuti vapinde mukurwira kodzero dzemunhu wese. Muna 1964 VaKing vakapiwa mubayiro weNobel Peace Prize rinovawo gore rakasainwa mutemo unoremekedza kodzero dzemunhu wese nevaive mutungamiri weAmerica panguva iyi mushakabvu Lyndon Johnson. VaKing vakapfurwa vakafa musi wa4 kubvumbi 1968 muguta reMemphis mudunhu reTennessee, uko vakanga vaenda kunobatsira vanhu vatema vanoita basa rekurasa marara vairamwa mabasa vachiti vari kuitwa rusarura pamari dzavanotambiriswa.
Zororo reMartin Luther King rakatarwa kuva zororo zviri pamutemo muna 1983 navaRonald Reagan sezuva rekurangarira vaKing avakaberekwa musi wandira 15, 1929. Mumwe muzvinabhizimisi wechidiki vaSamuel DeMiro vanoti kurangarirwa kwavaKing kwakakosha sezvo vari mumwe wevakatanga zvirongwa zvekurwisa rusarura ganda muAmerica. Mavelas Mhlanganyawo yeStudio 7 aita huri kuronavo kuti tinzwe maonero avo.
zvinofadza kunzwa kuti kuAmerica kana kune nyanzvi kana kune vanhu vanenge vachirwira marights evanhu kuti vanorecognizewa and I think handifungi kuti maZimbabweans akawanda anoziva nethis particular holiday asi zvakanaka and I think zvinopa vanhu tariro kuti tese tikangoramba takashingirira mune zvese zvatinoita tinobudirira chete saka vechidiki vekuno ndinorangarira kuti mune zvavanenge vachiita vanosimbisana nekusimbiswa kuti varambe vachishandira nyika yavo nekushandira pasi rose mukusolva maproblems nemachallenges atinorarama nawo.
Tombotarisa kuti iwe wakadomwa seumwe achange akamirira nyika kuno kuAmerica, ungatitsanangurira here kuti zvii zvaunenge uchiita uyezve wakadomwa kuti uchange uchiita sei?
Ndakawina an award and zvinofadza kuva ne that privilege yekurepresenta Zimbabwe muthis particular competition nedzimwe nyika pasi rose. Competition iyi vanenge vachitarisira kuti semunhu wechidiki anga ari kuchikoro akatanga business kuti rakatangwa sei uyezve ndezvipi zvavakakwanisa kubudirira mukuita mukutanga bhizimusi ro. Saka ndo zvavanenge zvichitarisirwa and vanenge vane mabhizimusi avakatanga vakabudirira mukumatanga vakafesa many challenges along the way vakabva varapa vakangoshingirira kusvika vabudirira ndovanenge vachitarisira kuti vava recognize nekuappreciata zvavanenge vakaitira munyika dzavo.
Iwe uri kunzwa sei semumwe wevechidiki vakadomwa kunge vari pachirongwa ichochi?
Zvinondininipisa kuziva kuti sewechidiki wakadai ndinokwanisa kuvawo ndichimirawo nevamwe pasi rose tichiita makwiti ekupresenta the best ideas and zvandinotarisira nezvandinoshuvira ndezvekuti seZimbabwe tichaenda todzoka nemukombe nyika yese nepasi rose vaone kuti kuZimbabwe kune nyanzvi uyezve kune vanhu vanogonawo zvemabhizimusi kune vanhuwo vane maideas for development. Ndo zvandinotarisira ndo zvandinonzwa pachirongwa ichi.
Vanga vari muzvinabhizimisi wechidiki vaSamuel Dimairo vachitaura naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari parunare muHarare.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa tsaona dziri kuramba dzichiitika mumigwagwa munyika uye zvingaitwe kuti dzisaramba dzichiitika.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext messages panamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitiudza namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Imwe nhengo yebato rinopikisa hurumende iri muchipatara zvichitevera kufema mweya unofungidzirwa kuti une muchetura nezuro. Izvo zvinonzi zvakaitika pamba pemutungamiri webato rinopikisa reTransform Zimbabwe vaJacob Ngarivhume. Bato iri rinoti pane munhu akaonekwa achidzika mudhuri mushure mekumhanya achimwaya mushonga mumba inoshandiswa namuzvare Florence Honyimo. VaNgarivhume vanonzi vakanga vasiri pamba apa. Chris Gande weStudio 7 ataura nemutungamiri webato iri vasungai mazando kuti tinzwe zvakaitika.
Nemusi wesvondo usiku January panogara president weTransform Zimbabwe Jacob Ngarivhume kuWaterfalls pane vanhu vakapinda payard. Vapinda payard vakaenda pane room yanga iri pedo nejuraho pavanga vajamba napo. Vakaspraya gas nepamaair vents. Nekudaro pane musikana anga akavatamo anonzi Florence Honyimo akatanga kuruta nokukosora nekuda kwegasi ranga raspraywa zvokuti vanhu pakazopinda murumu muya vakamwana avata asingatsvagoni kusimuka ndopaakazoendeswa kuhospital. Nyaya yacho akaripotwa kumapurisa. Mapurisa saka akati akangomirira kuti chiremba ape ripoti yekuti chii chakaitika kwaari vasati vaenderera mberi netsvakurudzo dzavo.
Mungatiudza here kuti chii chamuri kufungidzira kuti chakaitika?
Sebato reTransform Zimbabwe tagara tine nguva tichinetswa nevanhu vestate security. Saka izvazvi tinofungidzira chaizvo kuti vanhu vehurumende vanga vatotumwa wanga watumwa kuda kuzochidibira wanga watotumwa pote pote kuda kutozouraya chaiko nekuti muitiro wakadai so isu hatisati tambouona and tinofungidzira kuti vanhu vanga watumwa nehurumende yeNPF.
Manje sebato ndewapi madanu amuri kutora kuti muone kuti hazviitiki futi?
Security pamba pemutungamiri wedu yabva yatowedzerwa nekuti mutungamiri wedu tinomukopesa munhu ane chiono chekuti anokwanisa kudzikinura nyika ino kubva matambudziko ainayo. Saka tawedzera security uyewo even security pakune vamwe vanhu vese vebato takutonyanyisa kuongorora kumeka shuwa kuti zvakadai so hazvizoitika tirasvikirwe neupenyu nevanhu vakakosha vemubato redu Transform Zimbabwe.
Vanga vari mutauriri webato reTransform Zimbabwe Vasungai Mazando vachitaura vari parunare naChris Gande weStudio 7.
Yasvika nguva yatinoverenga tsambamboza dzenyu pamwe nematext messages amunenge matitumira. Yekutanga inoti totanga namukoma Abraham Chingamombe vanyora paFacebook yeVOA Shona vachiti pamberi nebasa varume nhau dzenyu dzinoita kuti tinyatsoziva zviri kuitika munyika. Ndinoda mundikwazisirewo mudiwa wangu Faith Masharu ari kwachundu pahuyo hapo. Mondikwazisirawo vakoma vangu baba Brenda nababa Tariro pachinoi hapo nemfana wangu Sam pachirundu hapo neshamwari dzangu dzinoti Charles Tembo, Proud Chimusimbe na Rafi Marumbi pachikuti hapo. Ndatenda hangu.
Mumwe munyori anonzi Innocent Mushango anyorawo paFacebook achiti ndingafara kana mukaverenga tsamba yangu Blessing na Jonga. Ndikwazisirewo shamwari dzangu Zivai Chingadzo, Tonde Manjengwa, Prince Tsingano na vose vanondiziva. Ndini Innocent Mushango ndiri kuSouth Africa.
Imwe Facebook post yabva kuna Johani Carlos Razo ari kuMozambique. Munyori anoti muri sei vashamarari veStudio 7 basa munogona. Ko zvinorevei kunyika yeZimbabwe kuti kubva payakawana kuzvitonga kuzere ichiri kutongwa naPresident mumwe chete asi Mozambique yaana President weChina? Ko Zimbabwe kugona kwake here? Ndini JCR mutereri weStudio 7 ndiri kuEspunga Pera Mozambique.
Mumwe anoti anonzi Willard Banks anoti anyorawo zvakare paFacebook achiti Tim Jonga sando dzenyu verengaiwo tsamba yangu toshingawo rini vana veZimbabwe tajairirwa neFirst Family Big Time. Ndikwazisirewo machinja epaBechnaf kusanganisira nemwana wangu Junior Willard pamwe namama vake.
Mumwe anotiwo ndoda kutenda mukoma Jonga namukoma Blessing nenhau dzenyu dzamunotipakurira. Mudimboreserewo vanondiziva vose kuchipinge paVillage H vachikaide. Ndoda kumoresawo mbuya chikavhanga uye vakadzinina vangu. Ndini ndanyora ndiri kuJohannesburg ara chikavhanga. Ndatenda hangu.
Yekupedzisira inoti hanzi ndini Tariro Mangena ndiri kwachiota Masamuriwo. Ndikwazirewo Nation Muchenje Hazewo Tokozile Tabeth Hamington Mangena Tinashe Dzumbunu nevanondiziva vose muZimbabwe nemaMDC ese nemi vashamarari veStudio 7 pamberi nebasa.
Aiwa tinokutendai mose makwanisa kunge muchitumira tsamba dzenyu kuno. Tinoti rambai muchitumira tsamba mhosva dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitiudzawo zvirongwa zvamunofarira imi vateereri kuti munzwe paStudio 7.
Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi.
MDCT yoitira nhengo dzayo zvirongwa zvekuvigana pamwe nekurapwa.
Sangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries roronga musangano wekuzeya nzira dzekugadzirisa zvinhu munyaya dzeupfumi.
Vanhu voramba vachifa mutsaona dzemugwagwa.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC.
Nenwenyu Blessing Zulu tokusiya imina Chris Gande na Jonga.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 19th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The government today declared the bus accident that killed 26 people along the Harare Nyamapanda Highway yesterday a national disaster.
We witnessed quite some appalling sights of injured passengers and kids, youths and some elderly people who actually had suffered various types of injuries.
The United States is today honoring the legacy of the slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. with activities across the country, which included wreath laying in Maryland, volunteer service activities by churches and community groups.
There are still problems of racism in this country. So the importance of Martin Luther King and what he stood for still exists. That's why we recognize a day like this. It is a reminder to all of us that the struggle continues.
And the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says it is in the process of forming a burial society and working out logistics to introduce a medical insurance scheme to cater for its membership.
There is a tendency in this country for CZI and other allied trade organizations such as ZNCC to ask government for solutions. In fact, government must be asking the private sector in terms of what are the solutions.
The government today declared the bus accident that killed 26 people along the Harare Nyamapanda Highway yesterday a national disaster. This as police released the names of the victims, including four people from the same family. The crash occurred in the afternoon when a Zupco and Pioneer buses sideswiped each other. 25 people died yesterday and one is said to have died today, increasing the death toll to 26. Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo and Transport Minister Obet Mpofu today visited dozens of injured passengers who were admitted at Parire Nyatwa Hospital. While the cause of the accident is still under investigation, Mpofu told Studio 7's Blessing Zulu government would soon review the maximum speed limit. Mpofu narrated what he saw today at Parire Nyatwa Hospital.
We witnessed quite some appalling sights of injured passengers and kids, youths and some elderly people who actually had suffered various types of injuries, which quite shocking sight to us. I mean, I felt so emotional about the whole thing, and the Minister Chombo also was there together with our civil servants. It was quite a sight which she would not want to see. But look, this is what is before us, and we are doing everything in our power to ensure that this is minimized. And the government has taken some measures also to declare the road carnage a disaster occurrence, which will see the government assisting with the medical support and the other supports which are required by those who are affected.
Dr. Mpofu, some are talking about the dualization of the roads. What are you doing about that, and what are the challenges that you are meeting at the moment?
No, my brother, we would want our roads to be really some of the best roads in the region. But there are financial constraints surrounding that requirement by government. Hence, our attempt to try and invite the motoring public to make a contribution towards that. We have been approached by several potential developers, potential investors in our road infrastructure. But again, the processes take a bit long.
That was Transport Minister Obet Mpofu on the line with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. Former MDC Secretary for Transport Elias Mudzuri says the poor state of the roads is primarily to blame for the road carnage, adding the government should fix the roads as fast as possible.
I would
want to start by sending my condolences to the families who lost their dear ones in this tragic accident. It said it should not be seen happening. We have had these accidents for quite a long time, and care must be taken in trying to improve our roads. What I have discovered is that the whole country layout, including cities, the roads have terrible potholes. They are now manholes. They are no longer potholes. Or you can actually find a joke on WhatsApp giving up someone fishing on the road after they've hit a pothole. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what happened on this particular road in terms of the nature of the road, because I didn't visit the site. And I can bet you the roads are worst problem in our worst enemy in this country.
Many people are blaming the poor state of the roads, but is it not time for people to also start focusing on human error?
We have already, in our transport committee, we have debated this. We went on human error. We discussed it. We even went to the extent that some of these buses drivers might be taking too long on their apps, or taking too many hours on the road because maybe it's festive season, or they just want to make up money. But this is January. January, people don't travel much other than school children. They don't have much money. So I don't want to blame it on competition for passengers in terms of the distance. I want to say we'll wait and see the investigation, but it's high time our government takes seriously maintenance of roads.
And that was former MDC Transport Secretary Alias Mudzuri on the line from Harare. He spoke there with Studio 7's Ntungameli Nkomo.
The United States today honored the legacy of the slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. with activities across the country, which included wreath-laying in Maryland, volunteer service activities by churches and community groups, and a rally in South Carolina. King, who was assassinated in 1968, first rose to prominence in 1955 when he led a successful boycott of the public buses in the southern city of Montgomery, Alabama, forcing the city to end its practice of segregating black passengers. He became the central figure of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, inspiring millions with his famous I Have a Dream speech during the 1963 March on Washington. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, the same year a landmark civil rights bill was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. On Sunday, talk show host Oprah Winfrey led a cast of the movie Selma in a march to usher the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The movie chronicles events leading to the historic march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, and the passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Meanwhile, Handel Mulilo, a Zimbabwean based in the United States, tells reporter Standigle Mhlanga that much needs to be done to realize King's dream following various incidents in which unarmed black men were shot to death by police, causing tension and violence, especially in Ferguson, Missouri.
Even if this country now has an African-American president who has been elected twice now to this office, you know, there are still issues, you know, for example, Ferguson in Missouri and I Can't Breathe in New York and the shooting of a kid in Cleveland. There are still problems of racism in this country. So the importance of Martin Luther King and what he stood for still exists. That's why we recognize a day like this. It is a reminder to all of us that the struggle continues.
Looking at those incidents you just mentioned, what do you think are the root causes? Is it still about civil rights?
As far as I'm concerned, it's a two-part thing. Racism still exists. Actually, I was listening to radio not too long ago where a researcher was saying, you know, you talk to policemen sometimes and you talk to other people where they say they're just plain scared of young black men. And why is that so? It's just, you know, some perceived threat, totally unjustified in 99.99% of the case. There is still a lot of inequality in this country, economic inequality, Sometimes jobs, you are not perceived as being qualified for certain things based on your background and nothing else. There are still a lot of young people running around even after high school without employment because those opportunities are lacking in their communities. And those breed the kind of instability that you see sometimes happening. And when that instability occurs, then you get a reaction from the main society about the threat that minorities pose.
But what can you say are the gains so far since the civil rights movement?
A lot of progress has been made. And one of the positive things about people in this country is that they realize and admit that there are still issues that have to be dealt with and are doing whatever they can. But let's not be unrealistic about this. You know, we still have problems and we have to solve them.
That was Hando Mulilo, a Zimbabwean activist based in the United States, on the line from Maryland with the Studio 7 sister Ndikile Mhlanga.
The Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, or CZI, has organized an all-stakeholders symposium to discuss deindustrialization, which it says has reached catastrophic levels with dire consequences for the country's struggling economy. CZI Chief Executive Clifford Zileya told Studio 7 the meeting, whose theme is, quote, "Taking Zimbabwe Industry to the Next Level," will take place Thursday at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Harare. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, Mines Minister Walter Chidagwa, and Industry Minister are expected to attend. Local representatives from the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, independent economists, and university lecturers will also attend the Social, Economic, and Political Symposium. The 2014 State of the Manufacturing Sector Survey released by the CZI indicates that industrial capacity utilization has declined to 36.3%. Economist Washington Mehlo Makulu speaks with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu about the symposium.
Well, obviously the state of the manufacturing sector has been an area of discussion, I think, in this country over the past 10 years. Obviously, given the economic slowdown, and we have seen this industrialization in the past 8 or so years, we have seen massive company closures, jobs being lost in the manufacturing sector, and we have also seen jobs going offshore. But what is critical in terms of the symposium, I think this is a question that I think CZI also needs to answer, is that there is a tendency in this country for CZI and other allied trade organizations such as ZNCC to ask government for solutions. Now, if you look at the modern global economic model, is that it is private sector driven. We need to be asking, in fact, government must be asking the private sector in terms of what are the solutions to address these factors. Now, the challenge with that approach that the CZI and ZNCC has taken in this country is that they then allow government to take the initiative in terms of setting the agenda. It should be the CZI that really sets up the agenda and says, look, this is how we intend to get industry going.
But your critics, Mr. Mehlo Makulu, would say it is the government that is exhibiting these so-called policy inconsistencies, which are actually affecting industries.
Granted, I think there are issues of public policy that affect how industry operates. But at the same time, industry must come with its act together to say, look, this is what we have put together. This is how we intend to move forward. And we ask government to do A, B, C.
That was Chief Economist Washington Mehlo Makulu on the line from Harare.
Economic commentator Joyce Ngwenya of the Liberal Market Solutions tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube the meeting is a waste of time.
The issue of consultative conferences is something that has been done over and over again, but I really doubt whether there's any value addition because without any outright policy framework change, this becomes another talk shop.
But don't you think that maybe is very important for people to sit down and discuss some of these issues?
Look, I run a think tank, and I know it's always important to discuss and talk about the issues. But once resolutions have been made and policy recommendations have been done, it's important that the incumbent government and the institutions that are responsible for policy reform heed that advice.
Is there any way that maybe a government can make sense out of what people are discussing and then implement some of the resolutions?
You know, the problem that we have with a government that is totally insensitive to professional advice. They are self-centered, they are egotistical, and they are, you know, very arrogant nationalists. We have had so many of these talks, every year we have got talks from the economies, from accountants, from the mining industry. Our government does not take advice. And until they are in a state of mind that accept advice, these are going to be just expensive, surgeons into rhetoric.
So at the end of the day, this may be a waste of time, right?
To put it blankly, as long as there is a ZANU-PF government in office, this is a total waste of time. They don't listen to advice.
That is economic commentator Joyce Ngwenya of the Liberal Market Solutions speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
the MDCT forms a burial society and is working out logistics to introduce a medical insurance scheme to cater for its membership.
But first, a look at world and African news.
Police in Kenya today tear gassed a group of school children who were protesting the loss of their playground to a private land developer. Video from Nairobi shows children running in panic after police in riot gear dropped a tear gas canister at the front of a large crowd. At least three children were injured in the commotion.
Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo used live rounds and tear gas today to break up protests against a proposed law that could delay national elections. Opponents say the law requiring completion of a national census before elections would allow President Joseph Kabila to stay in office past the end of his term late next year.
The richest 1% of people in the world will have a majority of the wealth on the planet next year, according to development non-profit Oxfam. The most affluent share of global wealth climbed to 48% in 2014, compared with 44% in 2009, and will likely pass 50% in 2016. The MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says it is in the process of forming a burial society and working out logistics to introduce a medical insurance scheme to cater for its membership. The announcement follows a weekend meeting of the MDCT where Mr. Tsvangirai met with the Harare provincial leadership to discuss issues affecting the country and the party's roadmap for 2015. A party spokesman, Obet Gutu, says the draft constitution for the burial society is already in place. He says it should be operational by February. The party also announced that it will soon launch an electronic membership card. Gutu says the electronic card will improve the way the party's structures are managed. He adds Mr. Tsvangirai took advantage of the weekend meeting to explain how the two schemes will work.
He took that occasion to explain to the leaders of Harare province how the envisaged National Burial Society run by the MDC is going to be managed. I'm pleased and very excited to tell the listeners of Studio 7 that we already have a draft constitution of the National Burial Society to be run by the MDC. And this National Burial Society will enable our members to contribute very affordable amounts, say 50 cents or $1 or even 5 rand every month. And also the idea of the medical aid scheme is almost on the same lines as the Medical Aid Society, where party members will contribute very small amounts into one common pool to enable them to access medical services as and when they need to either go to a doctor or they're hospitalized or when there's a medical emergency, when they have to go for an operation.
May you tell the listeners which companies you are going to work with?
For professional reasons, Jonga, it will not be appropriate for me at this point in time to disclose the identity of the companies that we are going to work with. This matter is in its infancy because it has to be formally tabled before the national executive of the party, which shall be meeting within the next few days.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu on the line from Harare with Studio 7.
Still with politics, an aide to opposition political party Transform Zimbabwe president Jacob Ngarivume is recuperating in hospital after surviving what is suspected to be a poisonous attack, gas attack yesterday at Ngarivume's home in Waterfalls. The party said in a statement that an unidentified assailant was seen scaling the house perimeter wall after spraying an unknown substance into a room that Florence Onyimo was sleeping in. Ngarivume and his family were not in the house at the time of the alleged attack. By the time the security guards went to investigate what had happened, Onyimo was said to have collapsed. She was found unconscious in her room. Although doctors could not speak to Studio 7, party sources say they were informed that Onyimo had inhaled a toxic gas. We reached the party spokesman Sungai Mazando, who says the party suspects state security agents are behind the attack.
So apparently they sprayed that gas into a room where an aide of the president, Florence Onyimo, was sleeping. And then she started choking and vomiting. By the time people got to attending, she was lying unconscious, and then they managed to take her to hospital. As a result, the whole house was evacuated to make sure that the gas wasn't going to affect everyone else. A report was made to Waterfalls Police, and the constable Sabazi, who was attending, informed us that they would proceed with the investigations only after receiving a medical report. What report is going to be concluded, I'm sure, this evening by the doctor who's attending to her.
How is she today? Did you manage to see her?
Yes. I managed to see her in the afternoon. In the afternoon, she was complaining of headache. She was still having nausea. She was vomiting. But the doctor said she was stable. And they were still investigating to see whether it was actually a poisonous gas or what it could have been.
Any suspicions?
Apparently, we can't suspect. We don't really know which gas that it could have been. We are only hoping it wasn't anything close to hydrogen cyanide, which we know can be very lethal, and we've been reading about it of late.
That was spokesman Sungai Mazando of the Transform Zimbabwe political party. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare.
The Minister of Health and Education today launched this year's National Mass Drug Administration program in Mutare, aiming to distribute drugs and treat millions of children suffering from bilharzia and intestinal worms. The program, now in its third year, will cater for school children the entire week. The ministry is expecting to reach all children between the ages of 1 and 15 in Zimbabwe's districts. Bilharzia is a disease caused by parasitic worms. According to the health ministry, 57 of 60 districts in the country have a high prevalence of bilharzia, while 31 districts have a problem of intestinal worms. 44 of the districts are co-endemic with both diseases, highly prevalent. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke to Dr. Poshia Manangazira, head of epidemiology and disease control in the Ministry of Health. She explains the ministry's mission to continue the national plan on an annual basis.
The drug for treatment of intestinal worms is albendazole. It is available in chewable form, so we are able to treat children as young as 2 years. So we actually start from 1 year to 15 years old. But the pros and cons, we do not have a pediatric preparation, so, and the tablet is quite big. So we start the treatment for bilharzia at children aged 5 years to 15 years. But we are also flexible. We allow the members of the community and even the families where these children are coming from to also approach our, you know, the centers that are going to be giving the drug.
How should parents and children prepare for this if they are interested, of course, in having their children given treatment?
Very important. The parents and guardians and even the community members must also do their preparation for this program. The first thing, it's very important that the children are in as stable a condition as possible. In other words, we do not want sick children to be sent to the NDA point. If a child is eligible but they are not feeling well or they are taking other medication, that information must be provided before they swallow the medication. And then secondly, we also encourage the parents and guardians to ensure that the child has eaten well the morning of the mass drug administration. In most of the areas, they have actually prepared a pre-MDA meal, which the children take before they are given the drug. And then finally, we also want them to read around and get adequate information. In the past, we have had a lot of myths and misconceptions.
That was Dr. Portia Manangazira, the head of Epidemiology and Disease Control in the Ministry of Health. She spoke with Tatenda Gumbo from Mutare. Meanwhile, the Minister of Health says malaria remains a major threat in the country, especially to pregnant women and children under the age of 5. Speaking last week at the SADC Malaria Day, Health Minister Deputy Parrenyatwa said the ministry is scaling up efforts to combat the disease. He said 63% of the people in Southern Africa are affected by malaria, and in Zimbabwe, Binga Wange, Mutoke and Mount Darwin are being the worst affected.
Coming up now, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Much has changed in the 3 decades since HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, was identified. Even as recently as a decade ago, a diagnosis of HIV/AIDS seemed like a death sentence for an entire continent, said Secretary of State John Kerry. Back then, more than 2 million people died from AIDS-related causes on a worldwide basis. Today, we've cut those numbers by 34%. Back then, AIDS threatened to wipe out a whole generation, leaving behind 14 million orphans and vulnerable children. Today, we've slashed new infections among children in half. The tide has turned, said Secretary Kerry. We are fighting the disease, and an AIDS-free generation is in sight.
PEPFAR is now supporting life-saving antiretroviral drug treatment for 7.7 million men, women, and children. We're providing HIV testing and counseling to more than 14 million pregnant women. We're training more than 140,000 new healthcare workers to deliver HIV and other health-related services in AIDS-affected countries.
But the battle is not yet won, said Secretary Kerry. So the United States is intensifying the fight against this terrible disease and introducing new strategies. First, PEPFAR is collaborating with the Nike Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in a $210 million public-private partnership to achieve an AIDS-free future for adolescent girls and young women in up to 10 countries. Second, we will invest $116.5 million to strengthen the capacity of health workers to deliver life-saving HIV services and also help address other public health threats across Africa. Third, through the Accelerating Children's HIV/AIDS Treatment Initiative, PEPFAR, and the Children's Investment Fund Foundation, over the next 2 years, we will double the total number of children receiving life-saving antiretroviral treatment across 10 countries in sub-Saharan Africa. We are also working with our partners to accelerate the development of new pediatric medicines. Fourth, PEPFAR and the Millennium Challenge Corporation are partnering to invest $21.5 million toward creating country-driven local data hubs that will include data critical to controlling the epidemic, including health, poverty, and gender data, and will be used to improve strategic planning and quality of care. The United States' commitment to combating HIV/AIDS through PEPFAR and our long-standing support of the Global Fund is as undiminished as our work is unfinished. We can achieve an AIDS-free generation, said Secretary Kerry. We can and we will defeat this horrific disease.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government, and that brings our show to an end. My name is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Siyabonga Jonga lo Chris lingaba litshona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 19 ngozibandlela 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo nguNtungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Yeah, yathi sivakatshele isibhedlela seParanyata siyabona izigulane. Hayi, sibone ngale kubuye kuyadanisa okumangalisayo. Izigulane ezilimeleyo, abantu baqhamuka izinyawo, abanye balimele badabuka izisu.
Amapolisa ethula amabizo abantu abafele engozini yomgwaqo phakathi kwamabhasi amabili emgwaqweni weHarare Nyamapanda izolo ebulalise abantu abangamachuma amabili lasithupha.
Elemelika lamuhla linanse imisebenzi kamoyi uMartin Luther King Jr. owayelwela amalungelo abantu abansundu wabhubha ngomnyaka ka-1968.
Uhulumende uthi umkhuhlane woqhuqho ulokhu oyingozi ikakhulu kwabesifazana abazithweleyo labantwana abangaphansi kweminyaka emihlanu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa namhla ethule amanye amabizo abantu abafele engozini yomgwaqo phakathi kwamabhasi amabili emgwaqweni weHarare Nyamapanda izolo kwafa abantu abangamachumi amabili lasithupha. Abantu laba bagoqela abane abavela emulini inye. Umphathintambo obona ngezabelo uMnumzana Ignatius Chombo kanye lomphathintambo obona ngezemigwaqo uMnumzana Obhedi Mpofu bethekelele abalimeleyo abalaliswe esibhedlela seParirenyatwa eHarare namuhla. UMnumzana Chombo uveze ukuthi uhulumende usethethe isinqumo sokuthi ingozi le ibe yingozi ethinte ilizwe lonke, i-national disaster ngesiNgisi, okutsho ukuthi uhulumende uzancedisa imuli zabafileyo labalimeleyo. Ingozi leyenza ngale phakathi kwebhasi yeZubco lePioneer. Iningi lisola uhulumende lisithi uyehluleka ukulungisisa imigwaqo esimagodigodi ilizwe lonke. Lanxa kungakaveli sobala ukuthi ingozi le ibangelwe yini, uMnumzana Mpofu uthi uhulumende ulakho ukwehlisa isiqubu izimota ezimele zihambe ngaso njengendlela yokwenqabela ingozi. Sixoxe lo Mpofu yena othi uzwe usizi kakhulu ngakubonileyo eParirenyatwa namuhla.
Ya, yathi sivakatshele isibhedlela seParirenyatwa siyabona izigulane. Hayi, sibone ngale kubuye kuyadanisa okumangalisayo. Izigulane ezilimeleyo, abantu baqhamuka izinyawo, abanye balimele badabuka izisu. Hayi, kade kuzwisa ubuhlungu njengomzali ukuthi ubone lokhu kwenzakeleyo. Kodwa into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi abantu bona laba abalezimoto ezibulala abantu lokhu kusenzakala, even sibatshela sixwayisa ukuthi hayi lingagijimisa izimoto kakhulu, lingahambi ngezikhathi ezingamela ngahanje ngazo ngenxa yezobusuku. Kodwa le yenzakala emini sithe sifika nje abanye ade besanda ukufa. Into engikhulume ngayo Blessing ukuthi kunzima ukuthi siqale ukusebenza eminye imizamo efuna uhulumente ukuthi ilungise umgwaqo. Kulabantu abaningi abafuna ukuncedisa ukulungisa umgwaqo. Lathi ngiyasifisa njengominista kwentisezi umgwaqo, but imikhuba efunakalayo imnenga kakhulu ukuthi khona igcina kuphuzisa ukuthi izinto lezi isiphuza ukuthi izinto zezakale ngesikhathi okumele zezakale ngazo kanti kumele kungene kuma-committees kungene ku-adjudication kuthiwa kona kuqwayisisa ukuthi imigwaqo lo kumele wenziwe ngubani ngemalini nini njani konke lokhu kokusibisela emuva okumalisayo kodwa kumele kwenziwe kodwa kungayekela ukukwenza basebehamba bekukhuluma kuthiwa kona hayi nikuswa zinto ezokumenemene into zani kodwa abantu bakithi bathwele nzima emgwaqo inzima izemabhasi layo bezinto zabo ngangixwayisile ekupheleni komnyaka ukuthi yena hhayi abantu abake ba-reduce i-speed bengagijimi kakhulu nxebetho labantu njalo ama-speed limits abhalwe emgwaqweni leyo lokho elana ayenziwe imigwaqo isesemitshi kathesi imigwaqo silamasigayi salunganga simdala silama-potholes sinciphile kwezindawo imoto nxa ezihlangana zigcina sezifuna ukuthintana lakho sekumele sibe lo mthetho ukuthi na imigwaqo yethu lemibi kungcono sibe lamanye ama-limits e-speed ukuthi na enxa yehliswe ukuze abisele lapha yikho khona imigwaqo silungisiwe.
Umnumzana Obed Mpofu, umphathintambo wezemigwaqo, sixoxe laye eseHarare.
Inhlanganiso yamankampani azimeleyo eye Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries ithi iza kuvala umhlangano omkhulu ngolwesine eHarare okuhlolisisa isimo somnotho welizwe. Umhlangano lo obizwa ngokuthi Annual Economic Outlook Series uzabe ulesihloko esithi Taking Zimbabwe Industry to the Next Level. ICZI yethule umbiko lo ebulenjini be-internet kuwebsayithi yayo ithi ikhangelele ukuthi kuza kuba lenhlanganiso eziningi ezizabuya emhlanganweni lo ezigoqela iWorld Bank, International Monetary Fund, iziphathamandla zikahulumende labaqondisi bamankampani. Iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezikhangelele ukuthi zizabe zikhona zigoqela umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa, umnumzana Mike Bima okhangelane lezamafektali, umnumzana Christopher Mshowe obambe uhlangothi oluqhuba uhlelo lokwabela uzulu amashezi amankampani emazweni, umnumzana Walter Chitakwa obona ngezemigodi labanye babo. Umhlangano lo wenziwa ngesikhathi umnotho welizwe ugugudeka okumangalisayo ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali yokuvuselela amafektali lokwesaba kwabosomabhizimusi bemazweni ukuthi bavule amankampani elizweni ngenxa yohlelo lo-indigenization. Ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba, ake sizwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcweti kwezonotho njalo okunhlanganiso ye-Liberal Market Solutions, exoxa loGibbs Dube we-Studio 7.
Into yokuxoxa nalamahlala phansi bekhuluma ngenkinga zomnotho wethu aso into entsha vele ihlale ikhulunywa ngayo kodwa ikuthi nxa umbuso wakhona ungakalungisiswa ama-policies akhona elokhu eqhotshana labo indigenization lokuthathela abantu amapulazi kungela ama-property rights singaze singabhala ama-doctorates amabhuku ama-doctorates e-economy aso zisilungise lutho.
So kodwa wena ofisa ukuthi ngakukhulunywa ngakho khonapho ungathi kuyini?
Ukuguqula-ke imithetho ehambelana le ama-investment imithetho yakhona ilungisiswe ukwenzela ukuthi abaletha izimali bengesabi ukuthi imali yabo iyathathwa okuqondane lokuthi ilungelo lempahla ama-property rights ama-companies afake izimali lapha afuna ukuthenga ama-factory babe nethemba lokuthi bengafaka imali bazavuna izithelo zakhona sozithathwa nguhulumende. Yikho kungathi kukhulunywe ngoba inkinga yakhona vele iyaziwa kodwa kulokwethuka nxa abantu bezama ukuthi bachasise ama-policies akhona.
Siyakhumbula-ke baba Ngwenya, kule SAPES eyake yenza umhlangano ongani uyafana kwaphuma sibili izinqumo eziningi kwaphelela emoyeni, kambe ukuthi lalokhu lakho kuyaphelela emoyeni yini?
Uyabona ayiso SAPES kuphela, i-ZNCC ngoJuni, i-CZI ngo-August, lasi i-MCOS, i-Ministry, i-Chamber of Mines, inhlanganiso zonke lezi zomnotho lezi ziyenza imhlangano yayo ama-resolutions akhona balawo i-consultative forum enjalo hambe nje bayethatha ama-resolution akhona enziweyo baye kubima ku-Minister of Industry and Commerce bayebuza ukuthi kanti ama-resolutions izinqumo lezi esazenzayo sezingathi wakhona akudingi oma imhlangano yikho ngisithi vele lokhu nje kuxotshana lezithunzi kuphela.
Pho manje baba Ngwenya uthi akuyekelwe vele abantu bathi akusela nto bangayenza
ngoba i-dialogue ukukhuluma kuqakathekile kodwa ukukhuluma nje kuphela kungela umuntu oyenza i-follow-up ukuthi ama-resolutions akhona ayi-implementa akuncedi lutho fanele kube le-implementation ama-policy documents akhona amaningi ozimpressed oazimasset kodwa akula implementation.
Lo umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezenotho njalo kunhlanganiso yeLiberal Market Solutions obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave laku shortwave 4930-12080 laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Esinye isebenzi sebandla eliphikisayo eleTransform Zimbabwe sisiwe esibhedlela izolo kulandela ukungena emzini kwabantu abangaziwayo. Emzini kamkhokeli webandla leli umnumzana Jacob Ngarivume eHarare ebusuku. Leli bandla lithi kubonakale umuntu eseqa umduli wejurawol endlini kaNgarivume yena obengekho lemuli yakhe. Endlini le bekulesisebenzi ezibalisa unkosazana Florence Wonyimo. Abalinda lindlu bathe bengena endlini bathola uWonyimo eseqalekile ngemva kokuhlanza. Lanxa odokotela bengathandanga ukukhuluma leStudio 7 ngalolu daba, abanye abasekeli baleli bandla batshelela umsakazo ukuthi uWonyimo uhitshwe intuthu elakho ukubulala umuntu lanxa bengayibethanga ngegama. Ngenyanga edluleyo, omunye njalo untombazana osebenza emahofisini kamsekeli kamongameli, umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwalayo waqaleka ngemva kokuhotsha intuthu enakanelwa ukuthi yayithelwe emahofisini la. Odokotela bathi lintuthu nge-cyanide. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele siphathamandla sebandla leTransform Zimbabwe, umnumzana David Rodi, ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Amagadi abona umunye umuntu eyeqe ijurawall engena phakathi laphana e-residence ka-president weTransform Zimbabwe, uPresident Jacob Ngarivume. Lona wayengabonanga ukuthi amagadi sembonile engena laphana. So athi sebona ukuthi awu sebembamba wahle waphosela igasi endlini kade yayilelwe kwa kulabantu bale khonapho kuhlanganisela uBlessing oNyimo kwa kulabanye abantu khonapho endlini. Indoda leyana yasebaleka yakhwela futhi ejurawo isecela phandle. Sikhuluma nje kathesi uOnyimo uFlorence Onyimo uhambiswe esibhedlela ukuthi bayehlelise ukuthi kanti kuyini ubanjwa kuyini. Udokotela uthe yena uyacabangela ukuthi it's a gas poisoning. Umuntu lo wazama ukuthi apoison abantu endlini esebenzisa i-poisonous gas. Umuntu sibona ukuthi wayethunywe by somebody from an enemy camp. Siyacabangela sibili.
Ya manje ungasitshela ukuthi manyathelo bani eselizawathatha nxa sikhangele isehlakalo leso?
Khathesi thina sihambe emapholiseni bavula i-docket. Kodwa siyakwazi sibili ukuthi isigangi lesi basibambe. Siyakwazi sibili ukuthi hayi, ukukhuluma nje kuphela. But thina asekeli ukukhuluma njalo. Asekeli ukukhuluma sibili ngesenzakele esifana lalesi. Sizabe sikhuluma sibili, sizabe sitshengisa ilizwe ukuthi thina singobani.
Yena usisi lo osesibhedlela ukhangelelwe ukuthi engakhululwa nini esibhedlela?
Khathesi asila sikhathi sibili ukuthi asiphiwanga isikhathi ukuthi angakhululwa. But udokotela ngokutshengisa kwakhe uthe yena bafuna ukuthi babone ukuthi uzabe recover njani.
Lobe kungumnumzana David Rodi, isiphathamandla sebandla leTransform Zimbabwe, obexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseHarare.
Kolunye udaba lwezombusazwe, ibandla leMDCT belilomhlangano wokudinga amacebo okuhlenga ilizwe ebunzimeni bezomnotho welizwe eHarare ngempelansonto. Esinye sezinqumo esithethwe emhlanganweni lo yikusungulwa kwesikhwama sokuphathisa amalunga aleli bandla ngesikhathi ewelwe ingozi, ama-burial society. Okunye njalo kuzasungulwa ileli bandla isikhwama sokuphathisa abagulayo i-health insurance ezenziwa ngokumanyana lamankampani ayenza lumsebenzi. Elemelika lamuhla linanze imisebenzi kaMoyi uMartin Luther King Jr. owabhubha ngomnyaka ka-1968. Ilanga leli linanzwe ngokwenziwa imicimbicimbi etshiyeneyo egoqela ukuncedisa abaswelayo kanye lokufola. UMoyi wazakala ngenkulumo yakhe ethi I have a dream owayikhuluma ngomnyaka ka-1963 khonapha eWashington DC yokukhuthaza ukungakhethani ngemihlobo eyabukwa ngabantu bamazwe atshiyeneyo kanye labanye abamhlophe khonapha eMelika. Umnumzana King wazakala ngomnyaka wazakala ngomnyaka ka-1955 lapho akhuthaza abantu abansundu ukuthi bekhalale ukugada amabhasi eMontgomery, Alabama ngoba bebandlululwa. Wathola isicoco se-Nobel Peace Prize ngomnyaka ka-1964. Omabona kude batshengisa imifanekiso etshiyeneyo ngempilo kaMoyi, ogoqela othiwa Selma, yena otshengisa uMoyi elwela ilungelo lokuthi abantu abansundu bevote. Kusenjalo, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika, umnumzana Handel Mlilo, utshele Studio 7 ukuthi ubandlululo alukapheli kwele Melika, ikakhulu kukhangelwa izehlakalo ezisanda ukwenzakala ezigoqela ukudutshulwa kwabesilisa abansundu abangahlomanga ngamapholisa ezigabeni eziningi zelizwe.
Like discrimination iphela wonke umuntu uyabe kodwa-ke esikubonayo khathesi ukuthi yona ilokhu ubandlululo lolwalukhona kalukapheli lusasekhona. Abanye abantu kubandlululo luba khona ngoba ngoba bengabantu abamnyama kumbe bengama-Hispanic. Kodwa kule nto leyo yokuthi abantu khathesi kulo bandlululo ngoba i-opportunity, ngikhuluma ngesikhiwa ngiyaxolisa, i-opportunity yokusebenza, i-opportunity yokuya esikolo kayikabi khona kwabanye abantu. Ilanga lalamhlele ka-Martin Luther King lisikhumbuza khonokho ukuthi umsebenzi kawukaphela.
Uke watsho ngaphambilini kwalengxoxo ukuthi lokho kulo bandlululo oluvela emapholiseni, kakhulu sikhangele abesilisa abansundu laba ukuthi bangani babandlululwa kulabanye.
Ubandlululo lukhona sengivale ngezwa abaningi abantu abadatishe izinto lezi besithi bona kwezinye isikhathi uzwa amapholisa besithi bona bayesaba abantu abamnyama, abafana abamnyama bayabesaba. Yikho kwezinye isikhathi besenza into lezi abazenzayo ngoba abantu kabathembane lapho nxa besetreating. Into mele yenzeke ukuthi bona amapholisa onala amele lafundiswe phela ukuthi abantu laba abamele ababakhangelayo abamele babaprotekte. Kuze isikhathi amapholisa akatrenwanga, kafundiswanga ukuthi benzeni nxa besendaweni. Into enkulu yikuthi abantu bamele baphiwe khonokho engithi i-opportunity. You know, zikhona abantu besesikolo, abantu bebele msebenzi.
Kodwa kuyini okwaguqukayo kusukusela ngesikhathi sabo Martin Luther King Jr. lapho kulwelwa amalungelo oluntu? Sikhangela ukuthi imfundo sebeyenelisa yini ukuthi beyifinyelele abantu abamnyama le msebenzi, lakho konke nje okuphathelane lezomnotho welizwe.
Hayi, phela athi ukhathethi kungconywana andikhathethi andisilo president ongu-African American usekhethwe kabili. Kuyatshengisela ukuthi i-study iyaphambili xa kuthethe umuntu ongu-African American umthathe ngu-president. Siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi sebelawo ama-opportunity la ukuthi baye esikolo.
Lo mnumzana Handel Mlilo, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseMaryland.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela ingozi zomgwaqo kulandela ingozi phakathi kwamabhasi amabili izolo ebulalise abantu abangamachumi amabili lasithupha 26.
Lithumele i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Mm. le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington.
Umphathintambo wezempilakahle lokunakekelwa kwabantwana uDr. David Parire Nyathwa uthi umkhuhlane woqoqo lokhu yingozi ikakhulu kwabesifazana abazithweleyo labantwana abangaphansi kweminyaka emihlanu. Hathi kuleli kuphela kodwa la kuzwekazi le-Afrika jikelele. UNothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abaphathintambo bezempilakahle emazweni ezansi kwezewazi le-Afrika bebethe gwaqa kuleli ngeviki ephelileyo kunanzwa usuku lokulwisana loqhuqho i-SADAG Malaria Day. Phezu kwamashumi ayisithupha ekhulwini, i-63% labantu abasezansi e-Afrika bahlala endaweni ezilakho ukuba lomkhuhlane woqhuqho. Ukucubungula kwanyakenye ngalomkhuhlane, iWorld Malaria Report 2014 iveza ukuthi abantu phose izigidi ezingamakhulu amabili, i-198 million, bahlaselwa yilomkhuhlane, wafa phezu kwengxenye yesigidi 548,000 phose bonke kungabase-Afrika. UDokotela David Parire Nyathwa uthi lanxa ilizwe lizama ukuqeda lomkhuhlane, lisesephezulu inani labantu elihlaselwayo, ikakhulu eBinga, eWange, eMdoko leMount Darwin. Uthi kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende asebenzelane nenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa, ama-public-private partnerships, ukuchela indawo ezilemiyane, kanye lokupha uzulu amalembu okuvalela imiyane, ama-mosquito nets. Unkosazana Anita Moyo ungomunye wabasebenza kuhlelo lokuchela imiyane ngaphansi kogatsha lwezempilakahle. Ukuchela lokhu uthi kuqakathekile ekubulaleni imiyane, ikakhulu kundawo ezilohlobo oluthwala umkhuhlane woqhuqho. Uthi kulandela ukuna kwezulu, sebengene endaweni eziningi zeGwanda ezisengozini ngenxa yamachaphozi. Wengeze esithi lanxa lezi zindawo bezingaziwa njengezindawo zoqhuqho njengakuziqinti ezinjengeWange leBinga, uthi sekube lenani labantu elikhwelayo elitholakala lila lomkhuhlane osokwenze ukuthi baphange bayivikela izakhamizi.
I-ARS kuthiwa yi-indo residual spraying and yenziwa endaweni kuthiwa ama-low-lying areas, endaweni ezigcwele amanzi kakhulu. Ndiye kwanda mina ngaspray kwanda, so indawo engizaziyo sekuvuma eKhezi along i-border post. Inceda ngokuthi khona ngaspraya endlini, yabulala i-mosquito ingahlala emdulini. So abantu babengasalunywa kangawo i-mosquito, so iyaprevent imalaria i-IRS yangikhona. Ngoba nxa abantu bengasalunywa eventually le malaria igcina isingasekho.
Umongikazi unkosikazi Thathenda Maphosa uthi lanxa imkhuhlane lo udinga ukuthi uhulumende aphathise ekucheleni imiyane, kukhona izakhamizi ezingakwenza ukuze imiyane ingagcwali indawo yonke. Uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bahlale endaweni ezihlanzekileyo, ezicentiweyo, njalo bavale amagodi alakho ukuzalela imiyane. Uthi lanxa iningi labantu likhala ngemali, kuqakathekile ukuthi imuli, ikakhulu abantwana abancane labesifazana abazithweleyo, bathole ama-nets afakwe imithi alakho ukutholakala emakliniki kunjawo ezaziwa ukuthi zigcwele umkhuhlane woqhuqho.
Njalo lathi simeke shota amanzi singawayekeli ehlele emagabheni lani lani, ngoba lakho yizindawo lapho i-mosquito iyathanda indawo ezinjalo izalele khonapho, lakho sokusigcina kusiba le malaria. Sizongeza nezizinto ke sokumele siziqaphele. Utshani lakho simeke sure siyabasuluku sikuquma uhlale kuclean nje endlini lasemagumeni lapho esifezi khona.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Eric Damasane uthi lanxa uhulumende ekhangelele ukuphathisana lenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa, kuqakathekile ukuthi laye abe le mali yokuphathisa izizalwane zakuleli ezikundawo ezivame ukuhlaselwa ngomkhuhlane woqhuqho, hathi ukushona ecela.
Ngani kasitshengisa ukuya phambili njengelizwe ukuqakathekisa ezempila kahle. Kuza silimaza lokho njengelizwe, ngoba ungananzelela ipopulation yethu iyakhula njengeZimbabwe, into yomele sinanzele naleyo. So nxa singa-investi ikakhulu sibone ukuthi siyakhulisa ezempila kahle, sizazithola sesigijima sesimatasa sesidinga abazasincedisa, sizabe sihamba 2 steps siya phambili, 4 steps sibuyele emuva, okungasoze kusincede ngalutho.
Inhlanganiso ezimele yodwa i-Community Health Working Group ingenye inhlanganiso ezisebenzelana lozulu ukuthuthukisa impilakahle elizweni. obona ngokuhanjiswa kwembiko unkosikazi Hanani Khuphe uthi bayangena kundawo yezilomkhuhlane woqhuqho bekhulumisana lezakhamizi ukuthi kungaphephiswa njani impilo zabesifazane abazithweleyo kanye labantwana abaleminyaka engaphansi kwemihlanu. Uthi kuqakathekile ukulisaneni lemikhuhlane njengoqhuqho ukuthi abezempilakahle bakhulumisane lezakhamizi beningana amacebo angaphathisa ngoba ukuzala masu avela kwezinye indawo avame ukungasebenzi lapho abantu bengawakhwabithi. Wengeze esithi kuqakathekile ukunika uzulu ulwazi ngemikhuhlane ngoba abanye bagcina bejwayele umkhuhlane bengasasukumeli laphezulu lapho ilunga lemuli lithe lahlaselwa.
Kukakhulu sikhangelele omama abazithweleyo, omama abamunyisayo, labantwana nje ababelow the age of 5. Sithi kuyini ongayenzakala kumbe singakwenza njengama communities ukuthi sivikele kumbe siyehlise ukufa kwabomama laba abazithweleyo kumbe abantwana nxa besakhulayo. Siyafundisa abantu abahamba befundisa abanye, raise awareness.
Lanxa umkhuhlane lo ulokhu uyingozi elizweni, inani labantu elifayo selehla livela kukhulu lamachumi ayisithupha lanhlanu, i-165 kunkulungwane yabantu, i-1000 ngomnyaka ka-2004 lisiya kumachumi amabili lasitshiyagalolunye, i-29 kunkulungwane ngo-2013. Okwakhathesi umumo mubi ebantwaneni lapho umntwana oyedwa kwabahlanu ofayo ngomnyaka uyabe ebulewe ngumkhuhlane woqhuqho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, ngingunothando Sibanda.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, iqula elibona ngokhetho lokudinga inkokheli entsha iqembu le-Highlanders selilahlele kathana amaphepha kamnumzana Ernest Maphepha Sibanda obefuna ukuba ngomgcinisihlalo waleli qembu. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ukungemukelwa kwamaphepha ka-Ernest Maphepha Sibanda kutsho ukuba uphethe lesi sikhundla uPeter Dube ulakho ubuyela njalo kuso ngemva kokhetho olukhangelelwe ukuba luqhutshwe ekuqaleni kwenyanga ezayo njengoba bekuyibobo babili abakade bekhankasela leso sikhundla. Udaba lokungaphathwa kuhle kwemali yatholwa ngemva kokuthengiswa komdlali Obadiah Tarumbwa eminyakeni eyadlulayo lapho uMaphepha okwakunguye ozibambili uqembu leBhosu kanye lokuphatheka kwakhe kunsumansumane yendaba yokuthengiswa kwemidlalo kuzwekazi le-Asia ngesikhathi eyimanager yeqembu lesizwe kukhanya kuyikho okwenze wavalelwa phandle. Umbango ususele kulabo abafuna ukuphatha isikhundla sikanobhala jikelele weqembu kanye leselunga lekomiti lapho kulabantu abambalwa abazancintisana loba nje ukhokhela iqula elibona ngokhetho lokumkandla ethe ukhona omunye yena ongasambethanga ngegama ngoba ebengekho laye ovalelwe phandle. Imidlalo yenguqu ye-Africa Cup of Nations isiqale umbango we-remote control ezindlini ezinengwele Zimbabwe loba nje iqembu elimela ilizwe lingenelisanga ukuyaphatheka kulo mncintiswano oqale ngomgqibelo odluleyo elizweni le-Equatorial Guinea. Ekusungulweni kwemidlalo ngomgqibelo iqembu elimela ilizwe eliqoqela imidlalo ele-Equatorial Guinea libe ngujikelobhanqa 1-1 lele-Congo Brazzaville, kwathi komunye umdlalo wesibaya sikagroup A iqembu le-Burkina Faso linqotshwe nge-2 kanyanga le-Gabon. Ngensonto imidlalo yesibaya sikagroup B egoqela ubuphakathi kweZambia le-Democratic Republic of Congo kanye lowe-Tunisia edlale le-Cape Verde ifike komlindi uyagcina zingujikelobhanqa 1-1. Imidlalo iqhubekela phambili namhla lapho kudlala khona amaqembu akusibaya sikagroup C njalo uqala uza kuba phakathi kweqembu leGhana leSenegal ukuthi owesibili kuzancikelana iqembu leAlgeria leSouth Africa. Kusasa ngolwesibili kuzadlala amaqembu akusibaya sikagroup D lapho iqembu leCote d'Ivoire lizahlangana leleGuinea ukuthi eleMali lizadibana leleCameroon. Iqembu leChipolopolo eleZambia kanye leliBafana Bafana eleSouth Africa yiwamele uhlangothi lwezansi yezwekazi laseAfrika kule midlalo. Sikhangele imidlalo yenguqu edlalwe emazweni aphetsheya ngempela sonto edlileyo. Elizweni laseNgilandi iqembu leChelsea selivule isikhala semiklomelo emihlanu phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo phakathi kwalo leManchester City ngemva kokunqoba elikwenze eleSwansea nge-5 kanya kwathi eleManchester City lanqotshwa nge-2 kanyanga eleArsenal. Iqembu leChelsea lilakho ukungezelela leli nani lemiklomelo elilehlukanisa leManchester City njengoba lawa maqembu ezancikelana emdlalweni olandelayo oza kuba sekhaya leqembu leChelsea. ngase Spain iqembu le Real Madrid lokhel kokhela le Barcelona ngomhlomelo wodwa ngemva kokuba omabili la maqembu ophumelele emidlalweni yawo. Iqembu le Real linqobele Getafe nge-3 kanya, kuthiye le Barcelona litshaye le Deportivo la Corina nge-4 kanya, limpumela itshiye Real Madrid le miklomelo engamashumi amane lanhlanu ngemva kwemidlalo elitshumi lathobanombili, ukuthiye le Barcelona lile miklomelo engamashumi amane lane lona lidlale imidlalo elitshumi lathobanomunye. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, ngingujoseph Njanji.
Kumdlalo we-AFCON phakathi kweSenegal leGhana, iSenegal inqobe nge-2-1. Kwane lokwalamhlanje olivalelisayo, nguNtungamile Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga, lilale.